All right, so I think there's nothing to it but to do it. You know, we just ran through the calls there. Indeed. So, Tyler, what scene do you have set up for us? And in case people are just tuning in, what movie are we reading from here?
All right, so we're going with Godfather 2, of course, the sequel to last week. We have a couple of scenes here, both with Michael and Fredo, that tie in. Now, one of them, of course, our friend Joe in Muhlenberg requested us to. So that'll be the second part of this two-part scene that we're doing here.
I like it, and I am excited. We got Lisa De La Cruz as our narrator, Tyler playing Michael Corleone or Corleone, depending on who you ask, and I'll be playing Fredo here. All right, so nothing to it, folks, but to do it. Tuesday Table Read Godfather Part 2. Away we go.
Michael is having lunch with Fredo at an outdoor restaurant in Havana, Cuba.
How's your wife, Fredo? Your marriage?
You know her. She drives me crazy. One minute she's a popsicle, the next she's all vinegar. Sometimes, you know, Mike, I should have married a woman like you did. You know, like Kay. To have kids, have a family, once in my life, you know, be more like Pop.
It's not easy to be a son, Fredo. Not easy.
Yeah, but our mom used to tease me. She'd say, you know, you don't belong to me, or you were left on the doorstep by gypsies. Sometimes I think it's true.
You're no gypsy, Fredo.
Mikey, I was mad at you, but why didn't we spend time like this before? You want a drink, right? Hey, waiter, poor favor. How do you say banana daiquiri?
Banana daiquiri.
That's it?
That's it.
Uno banana daiquiri and a club soda.
Senator Geary is flying from Washington tomorrow night. Some people, government people. I want you to show him a good time in Havana.
My specialty, right?
Can I trust you with something?
I mean, of course, Mike.
Later on in the evening, we're all invited to the presidential palace. Reception to bring in the new year. After it's over, you take me home in a military car, you're my protection. And before I reach my hotel, I'll be assassinated.
The waiter sets Michael and Fredo's drinks on their table.
Who?
Roth. It was Roth trying to kill me in my home. It was Roth all along. He acts like I'm his son, his successor. But he thinks he's going to live forever. He wants me out.
Oh, well, how can I help?
You just go along as though you know nothing. I've already made my move.
What move?
Hyman Roth. He'll never see the new year.
Later that evening, Fredo inadvertently reveals that he knows Roth's right-hand man, Johnny Ola, having previously claimed that they had never met, and Michael realizes that it was Fredo who betrayed him. That night, Michael has his bodyguards kill Ola, but before he can also kill Roth, Michael's bodyguard is discovered by police and shot dead. During the ensuing chaos, Michael, Fredo, and Roth separately escape to the United States. Cut to Michael's boathouse foyer. Fredo sits on the couch. When Rocco sees Michael arrive, he automatically takes his leave. Michael sits in the chair opposite Fredo.
I haven't got a lot to say, Michael.
We have time.
I was pretty much kept in the dark. I didn't know all that much.
What about now? Is there anything you can help me out with? Anything you can tell me now?
I mean, they got pent and jelly. That's all I can really tell you.
Michael gets up, walks to the glass panel that separates the terrace from the lake.
Look, Mike, I didn't know it was going to be a hit. I swear to God, I didn't know it was going to be a hit. Johnny Ola bumped into me in Beverly Hills, and he said he wanted to talk. He said that you and Roth were in on a big deal together, and that there was something in it for me, if I could help him out. He said that. He said that you were going to be tough on negotiations, but if they could get a little help, if they could close the deal fast, it'll be good for the family.
And you believe that story? You believe that?
He said there was something in it for me, Mike. Something in it on my own.
I've always taken care of you.
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother, and you take care of me? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever once think about that? Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. Send Fredo to pick somebody up at the airport. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
It's the way Pop wanted it.
It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart, and I want respect.
Is there nothing you can tell me about this investigation anymore?
The Senate lawyer, Questad, he belongs to Roth.
Fredo, you're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know you or what you do. I don't want to see you at the hotels. I don't want you near my house. When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance so you won't be there. So I won't be there either. You understand?
Michael turns and starts to leave, a frightened voice behind him.
Mikey! Mikey!
Michael doesn't stop, doesn't turn back. He continues off through the veranda and out of the summer doors. Neri stops by him.
I don't want anything to happen to him while my mother's alive.
There it is, folks.
Woo!
Oh, there was some emotion in that scene.
I literally forgot my line because
you were
enthralled. You're acting, and then Tyler's coldness. He was
perfect.
He said, "I don't want you at the house."
It hurt.
Oh, like, that I hurt was my like, soul.
I genuinely thought I was like getting kicked off the show there for a
yes!
second. Like it hurt. Yeah.
Last week you were Carlo, and now this week you're Fredo.
All I do is mess over the family. What's wrong with me?
And your emotion when you're getting upset. I really felt hurt there. I was like, oh my God, Mike, please, nothing happened to him.
I genuinely thought that this was the last time that I was going to see Tyler. I thought that I was, like Tyler said, about to get whacked. So hopefully people enjoyed that. That may have been our most emotional, Tyler. I don't know, buddy. I'm glad that you got us beers because I think we have like some things to hash out after this. Like we were playing characters, but that felt real, man.
There were some personal issues behind that.
So there's nobody waiting for me in a limo outside once I leave work here today, right?
That's right.
Just to make sure. All right. Traffic, AccuWeather. Hope you enjoyed that. How we do, folks? 610-374-8800-1-888-401-0459. Thanks again, Lisa, for stopping by.
No problem. Yep.